Fine, so we know of the saga of which things are maps, so which are not maps. So we saw yesterday the four sages. So we're showing them Rashi and Binatan, whether Eitz or Cheres, which one is always considered Menukav, even though it's not Menukav. We saw the sheet of Binatan Menachas and the sheet of Zeraiva that both have to be Menukav. So Chazanish is very stuck with the Rashi. The Rashi said that by Brutan Yishami, by Ilan, since it's Sefer Menukav, the halacha is that we say it's Kamakav Dami. And it's not mafsik by a Yidman. So Shaz, what's the Havana of Yishami? What's the source? Since it's certainly Nakav, right now it's Kilo, it's Nakav, and therefore it's not, therefore it's considered like a splinted. Right now, is it unique or not? But if right now there's no unique, so who cares that in the future there's going to be a time that there's going to get a hole and it's going to be right now, if right in the Chur, we should go bust right now. So the Mashmah is the Rashi Chal, Perek Beis, Mashmah Beis, is that it's such a when he says Sefer Nakav, it means that the roots are so strong that it's yoinik through the cheres. And Sefer Nakav just means that not that's gonna break the cheres and be open. It's a shtake nika which goes even through cheres. That's what the Rashi in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis understands Yishami. Like Lital in Zeri, I think it was Yubeis, he says that he understands the Mokipshi. He says the Nusach is that being that it's safe to break, so it's kilo shavardami, main Rav Shimon, safe kilo it is, and therefore we don't down it right now as a otzitz sheni nakev, being the safe li nakev. The Chazanis says in Santa Gedi, he says,
what does that mean?
What do you say?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
How's that
help the Nika? I don't know, right now it's Nika. Chazanis says the part is that since safe li nakev, it's kanakev dami. So the kli we don't down as the same kli. So now we look at the kilos in the avir, and you know the kli is not a hefsek. Being that it's going to be broken, you can't down the kli as a hefsek. Once the kli is not a hefsek, it's like it's in the avir. Once it's in the avir, mamela, it's
meizim
yos. No, the problem is the chura. It doesn't make so much sense. Yeah, I don't understand the chenshalai.
Well,
yes. So the maizah is not yoinik.
Right, but this ground is as if it's connected to the ground.
Well, let's say it's
yoinik from the past.
Let's say it's not on the ground. Let's say it's on in the air. I'm not going to say this. We'll be then. So there's no yunika.
Right, even if no yunika.
Even if it's on the ground, there's no yunika. Fine, but there's no hefsek. So it seems to be like the chazan understand like what we had said yesterday.
The ground goes up. Let's say there's a big bump. That's also fine. So
he's
saying the ground.
The Chazan seems to go with the tzad that we call yes. What's the mahalach of Elshay in it? With any knockout, what's the problem? Is the problem is that it's not yoinik? Is the problem is that you have some type of chatzitza? So the Chazan is going with the tzad mahalach. We said it could be that's the knockout meaning between with Rashi and Minatam. The story by Cheres, where Rashi says, why is Cheres considered a knockout of Dam? Rashi says, because Cheres is Minadama. As what? Who gives Minadama? That's the story, that's not chatzitz. Once it's not chatzitz, Mamela. May we say that Mamela is connected to the ground. Now, how do we paskin? So, Ishilam of Abu Chab is Chesh for both. Eitz and Cheres is Chesh for both. Sheet is going to say, Ben Eitz and Cheres is going to be Kandakhav Dami Chesh bin Rashi, Ben Vinatam. The Mishnah Malach already says that the Makar of the Beis Yosef saying that we hold that Cheres, Chesh is Rashi, is a little based on Rosh, which we spoke out. The Rosh says, but Elon said, Lanka is Kandakhav Dami. So like Mishnah Melech, if anything, the Rosh is right, if I care, the Rosh is saying, that's because Elon cannot give it on me. Yeah, so the Mishnah Melech says already that it's not a raya from the Rosh. So the Chazanish also goes very stark with the Rosh, and the Chazanish is chalak between Elon and Yerakas. It's by Yerakas, you can make a base with Charis, because you can make it by both of them, that's not considered can knock of dummy. That's the Rosh. He wants to say the Rosh is like the Ravid. The Ravid that you need eight of Cheres, both of them have to have a hole, and if there's not a hole, it's not like a knock of dummy. Hashem came when you're dealing with the Elon, it's Elon by Cheres, since it's a knock of dummy, Elon wouldn't be mafsik. So come on, be a tremendous staff community. So you have eight of Cheres by Shemitah. What's Shemitah Alacha? So according to Chazan is saying we all like the Rosh, and the Vikim we make it. Pashas and Machabit Shalom Vav is that, at least by Hilch Shabbos, he's machmir with Ben Beis by Cheres, he's chesed both them. So you have to know, the Mechaber is chesed by Shabbos, we're chesed by Shemitah, with Zman Hazeh. Maybe he's only chesed because, maybe having them their Isa, maybe, Chumar de Chumar de Shabbos. When you're dealing with Shemitah, with Zman Hazeh, you have to know, Yesh Lion will be the Shidah of Mechaber.
And the Mechaber is
Chumas,
that's
Shem Chazanish,
that Shabbos is
already. Oh, that's Shem Chazanish? Oh yeah, okay, I was wondering that, because like every single, I was very bothered, everyone's like, you know, open once every week with Chazanish. I was like hoping for somebody to bring on the Chaber, and open like, I just went to the Eitzer, just opened every single one, every single one just brought down the Chazanish, though. And so, I mean, you know, the Chaber is Chazanish.
Yeah, but the Chaber himself is talking about putting it on that, but you say this.
Different what?
Kiviego there talks about Shredder Avalan, it sounds like, if you go like Rashi and Taisis and
yeah, because
Shabbos
I was Chumad the Shabbos. I would think that the Mechaber probably, if yesterday says about this, a couple things, you know, but I would think probably the Mechaber would probably match by Shemitah. I would think so. Mitzvah of Chaim says only Chumad the Shabbos. I hear. Okay, maybe that's sad. I don't know. Because it seems, I mean, by Zeroyim, the Chaznish gets the floor. He's the king. Saying any, everyone, whatever the Chaznish says, you can argue on whatever. And everything goes, everything goes to the Chaznish. Now, Chaim, you know, Bob Tafka, but Zeroyim, across the board, like, they bring in, you know, Chaznish against the Marid, against the Chaznish, always, Chaznish always wins. Because everyone seems to bring down this Chaznish, but it's a Chaznish able to be made. Fine. In terms of you having a Nekev Minat Sad, so Rashi Shabbat Sad the case said a Nekev Minat Sad would be considered a Nekev. Also, Mishnah.
Is it a Gemara?
Love Dafka.
We're talking about Lamailam Revius.
Lamailam Revius, okay. Mishnah Malach says, Lamutsunu Kokach, you know, we don't really find so many Rashi's this Kiddush anywhere else besides Rashi. I get to know if that's a Gemara.
There's Bexet, has an Achern.
That's Mishim. Any good? Yeah, what about, so Ephraim says today that, what about, what's up, Shad Chazan says? Because the Lachuchas rises, and if you have the whole, can I get a Shoshim? So, like, drags it in. So Ephraim says, so what about the branches? Why do you say the same thing in the branches? And the Devil says, but the branches go up. So, why don't we say it goes up, and then it goes to the side to the branches, or come out to your Hutz, it's going to have to be. Go all the way up on top of your branches if we're chishes for the side and we're chishes for the branches. As it says already in Arl over there, and after Alfie Tazayin, he said that the unika of the branches is not so strong that we're saying that it'll be unik even though it's coming from the side. Only by the shrushim, like it draws it in, but by branches, it will not apply. Now, in terms of branches, so we said yes, it's Machatayin, Machalikis, and the Mishnah and Kishas, Pegbez, and Shadetz, and Uxin, Machalikis between the Rambam and Maravid. What the case over there is talking about when you have the pot and the branches sticking out, so the Raivi and most of them learned that the halach over there is that it's sticking out and it's talking about otzeh sheni nakev, and being that the branches have a straight yunika from the ground, therefore it's considered mechuber. That's this Raivi. The Rambam learned, and that's the makar for this concept of branches being yunika. The Rambam learned the sugya is talking about otzeh nakev, and the Kiddush is that even though the branches are sticking out, some of the branches are not part of the Otzitz, and it shouldn't be Bechubur. Well, no, it's still part of the Otzitz. But come on, it comes out, Zechinu Ladin, and Bechubur, Ram, and Ravid, in every situation, is the branches considered a unika or not? According to Rambam, there's no Makar for such a thing, maybe the branches are not considered unika. According to Ravid, it would be considered unika. If Yashim Shur brings down a base David, which says that even if all the branches are unika, when it says something in the Mishnah Oxen for a kind of higher. Shankin, dealing with Mitzvah's place, but ours is in Lav Dafka, we would say such a thing. That's being mentioned on my stuff.
So, yes. The Rabbim or like the Rabbim?
The Raivin, even the Raivin, maybe.
We're gonna be asking for
Mitzvah Tulis Ba'ares. So
there's no unique.
Right. So we actually is bothered by that, and we discussed that how the Shkem with all the sugars. We just the is actually the based on which, and we asked him to choose an allocation on the base and Fapel, how it works and how it doesn't work. Fine. So let's move on to Halacha L'Maaseh. So I bought a deer recently, and the owners left about 60 plants in the deer. Some of them, a lot of them were on the porch, some of them were in the windowsill. So the Shabbat Negev, all these things is, you know, what the Shabbat Negev, you know, the Shabbat Negev with Tznakev or not. So Shabbat, let's see if you have something indoors. You live on the third floor, and you have a Atzis, Tvastala. So those sugya, I forgot to mention, those sugya of Otzis really, in Shas, it's not Shachumis, I'm Isis, but Gipton, the Otzis and Yaakov is not really mentioned by Shemitah anywhere in the Rishonim and the Gemaras. that there's a concept of Hatzah Sheinakim when it comes to Shemitah. Chazanish, Chav Beis Aleph, is Meirut, what's the second of a car? Shemazaman also isn't started, maybe there's no Shem Bakar, maybe it's Mutah. Well, it's Chazanish, at the end of the day, you have to be Machbe. Even Hatzah Sheinakim, it's going to be a Din Darabanan. Even though the Bakar is not so stark, but my, so we are Chazanish, Hatzah Sheinakim is going to be a Din Darabanan. What about if it's in the house? So the Chazanish, we saw in Chav Beis Aleph, he brings down that the Pasuk Shochan, the Sikri Sham is Mekel, being that Shmi is Zanazaz Darabanan. You can make oath anytime in the bais, that all malachas are going to be mutter. As it says, not so clear to make oath in a bais. Said, could be Shemitah Zikr Dereis, could be a Sikh of Achmer, maybe it's in Derabon for sure. But as it said in Nusuk, in Sefer, that if you're dealing with a bais, plus Achash any Nakiv, so you have a Safak and Shami, and only have the Din Derabon, Yesh Ma'alusmech, you have to be Samachan to do malachas when you're in the house.
This is all by what type of atzis?
Atzis
made out of what? What's it made out of?
Made out of one of it. Has a...
Well,
atzis, like it, whatever. What? According to Eitzach, I mean, according to kind of Ekrikharis, it could be Eitz, it could be... We'll speak about the materials in a second. Which what materials are and what materials aren't. But anything which would give it, I mean, Magda, atzis, any knockup, it's ready in the bias, like the chazanesh, yeshmalis. Nisna Karel, it's... writes that was Chazus Yisrael Lismoich, he doesn't really mean it, he meant only Shasar Chak, Lechil Yishevi Machmer. They do bring down that there's a Kuntzah Shvias from Rav Zelda Shapiro, which the Chazus went over, which writes over there that Ot Shein Nogat Teuch HaBayis is Mutter. Not just Shasar Chak and Neitoy Yishevi Machmer. But Agabonim, it's taken on that. Well, there is a market to be machmir, but Yeshua this much, Ot Shein Nogat Teuch HaBayis is what we make. So the Shai is like this. Somebody lives on the second floor. You have nothing underneath of materials. The shaila is that called Al-Jajay Naka, the fact you're living on the second floor? So something which is in the Avir, let's say you have something on Shalas in the shaila. Yeah, he's on the fifth floor, and he has in his Sirugim, in the bars, he has a plant over there, which has a hole. It's Al-Jajay Naka. So even though it's high up, but we say Pashtus, we say that we don't find the shear how far up we say that this can be in Nika. The Ritva, wait, you found the Ritva, okay. On the Ritva,
I didn't see it inside, someone said the Yishami says 10 Tachan.
Ritva says 10 Tachan, there's Ritva like that. Yishami?
Yishami, yes,
the Ritva in Gitz says 10 Tachan. But the Pashtus is that besides the Ritva, we don't find anyone who gave a shear, and even if it's high up, Pashtus has to be Machmer, and the fact that it's high up is not going to be a Cheshman. To say that it's not going to be good. The shayla is, if somebody lives on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, so even though it's high up, unless you have something which is going to be mafsik in between, the chayra, it's still going to be considered a atzas nakav, and there'll be asr to do malachas in the house. So they say b'shem chazanish, that even though Evan is brought down, that makes some of the atzas nakav, but the stone floors which we have, that sook stone, that's something which is not considered regular Evan, and that Evan would be considered Atzis Nakev. And if you live high up,
cement is worse than Evan?
Cement. He said that type of. Yeah. So Shevi Levi writes that he didn't really believe the Chazanish, and when he uprooted his balatas, like at a changer or something, and he had a plant over there, and he saw how his eunuch threw the, there's like a big hole from over there through the yunika. He saw the yunika bepoil and bach shabachom shnasam, and he saw bechush that the chazanish was right, and it's like a eunuch threw it.
Yeah, but he lived on, where did he live? He's just saying the balatas that we have, those tiles, I don't know what they're made of. I'm talking about something else. When you build the building, those tiles aren't like 4 feet thick. The floor isn't made of it. There's cement in between. Rav Wozner was talking about cement under his tiles.
Yeah.
They had
cement.
No, so I don't know how Rav Wozner tells the name.
The sand.
Right, but under the sand, there's some.
That's sand.
Cement. You're making
sand?
Cement
is not just.
What?
Huh?
You're making sand?
Cement is a mixture of other stuff.
But that's where it wasn't with
land. Cement
that's
is Mahobra Lakar.
Cement
is
Mahobra
Lakar. Then
if I
have
right?
Sand on top of that, so it's yearning from the sand.
I'll go into the. I get. Yeah, I mean, they knew there was a foundation. Yeah, I just think that, I guess he's saying those materials. I imagine he's saying that's what I'm trying to say.
So let's stop a separate shayla. Let's say the balata is not called Evan. It's called something that you get yinigah from. Let's say the way they built my apartment was they put down a plastic tarp, and you assume plastic is mastic.
Yeah, okay.
Is the fact that balatas are mechubar lekarka?
No. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, come on, so Chazon Shalv, that was a problem. Shmuel Zalman was Michael. He said that, you know, that this stuff that seems okay. He was machmir if it was on the ground. Then he was saying this for your saying. He says that if it's on the ground floor. So he says that kumakarka is. He says if you have an otzitz nukav, which is on a rock, which is mechubar to, which is part of the ground. So that's considered that's. Miyachas to the ground, you may have a rock in between, that's considered, it's a chelik of the karka, and it's going to be a problem. So, Shemzama know that even though this thing's bad, some would be mapsic, but if it's on sitting on a rack, so.
Is it every floor mechubar karka?
No, the second floor, it's not mechubar to. You're not sitting on.
No, it doesn't.
If your mom's sitting on top of it, then that's called you're attached to the ground. Mashenkin is so on the first floor of Shemzama's machmer. Once you're higher up, Shemzama's make. If you have shayish, if you have that type of material, so that really Chazon says in Arla that taka would be okay. Yeah, what about hard plastic?
Marble
floor is saying, no. Yeah. If marble floor is, then it's going to be okay. In terms of hard plastic, some Mechisus has Shuvin Ches Sadik Beis, Gamma Samach Zayin. He's talking about Arlo over there, but he says like hard plastic already also would be material which makes it into Azizani Nakav. There he's talking about Bendinga Dini Arlo, and Sakrala said even Bendinga Shvias, and there's the Chumra, it's a cooler. Even Bendinga Dini Shvias, that would make it into Azizani Nakav. Yashiv held that we don't know if that can help hard plastic works, therefore he said they have to be Machmer even if it's hard plastic. Yeah, so it sounds like this. Let's say you machmer for the chaznish. They all considered atzitz sheni nakif, and even if you live in the second floor. So you have your atzitz on a table. The table is made out of wood, and you want to set the table for Shabbos. You take it, you put it on the ground. So what do you just do? Huh?
Shabbos?
No, on Tuesday, Shmita. It's on the oven, and there's all shiny nakav, and then you put it on the ground.
He just planted it.
So Shaila is, if you're machmer for the chazanish, so anytime you're going to move something around from place where it was to where it wasn't, then you're going to have a problem. Even vital, let's say you're just moving it around, let's say it's on the floor. You don't know what your neighbor has downstairs. Maybe right underneath where it was, it'd be probably something secretion, but right underneath where it was, there was, a wooden piano, and you moved it over, then there was nothing there, and now you're making a yinika. Okay, so that'll be tolerated self-secretion on their abundance. So Shaila, let's start. Let's say you're outside. Let's say you just move something along the ground. Is that a problem or not? It's always attached, but it went from here to here to here. It has every single place except like another planting. Or Shaila is, as long as it's mechubar, it's straight up good. So Shmuel Zalman first is to say it's okay. Then he says the Meiri and Shabbos pay alpha and base, says Clark, that if you're moving along the ground, that's considered like planting, and it's also due on Shabbos, and Chorud and Meshmida, because it's a new planting, and it's going to be also. This tells us like it brings you a ration taste of it. Like, that moving things around, things right from the ration taste is the thing. It's
what, for hands?
No, for moving things around, that we see that they're picking. Yeah, So Gabon, the Rishon Zalman says that he wants to marry from the Meiri, that's going to be usher to do it. So if you're in the house already, so then the place is going to be Mekel. Why? Because this thing that moving things around, Havar Ba'alma, is not so clear to us. Okay, it's Meiri. There's something Shami in the house. Could be any of you on the third, fourth floor. Anyhow, Toshin Naka. So let's see if all this, the place is going to make up. So moving it around the house is okay. I'm not talking about going from the table to the ground. We're moving around, that they said.
Branches that are hanging over, makes a chilek.
In which case?
If you're allowed to move it in the house, does it make a difference if the branches are hanging over?
Why is that not chilek? Okay, because of the material or because of the house? It's a house,
but it's like... Whichever reason.
It's the branches are indoors, if it's indoors, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, if it's indoors, it doesn't. If it's indoors, it doesn't make a difference. It's fine.
Yeah,
we make on the house because of these roofing. You have, it's on the second floor. Havar is not clear. It's also anyhow. Plus,
talking about Otzis Nakov anyways, right?
What you say?
Talking about Otzis Nakov in the house anyways,
right?
Any Nakov. It's any Nakov, right? What you say? Right, so any other version of this one, except for... No, but you can't make any to Nakov. You can't make any Nakov into Nakov. The Shaila is that, according to the Chazon Ish, according to the Chazon Ish, it's Nakov, right? So Shaila is every time you're moving around, it's co-planting. So it's Nakov. What?
If it has the Nakov, so the branches can go around.
Yeah, branches can go around, it's Nakov, so it's not going to make a difference. So let's say you want to buy flowers from a store. You want to bring it home. So the Shaila was, when you bring it from the indoors to outdoors, are you making it right? You're doing the same thing. There's any knockoff. Now you're going outdoors, you're making the knockoff. The Shaila is allowed to do that. So Chazon Ish held that you have to like wrap it up. They have this different material you have. They wrap up the chutzitz in. That even when you go outside, it'll still be considered.
Flowers?
No, not by flowers, by chutzitz. That it'll still be considered. Flowers because they're dead, that's why. It'll still be considered a otzitz.
How is the flower mat like has the bucket of flour sitting on the ground and the concrete?
Yeah.
But
the flowers are dead. They don't. Like upon them, so yeah, Chazon Ish, they have to wrap it up when you want to go something, you have to wrap it up. Shazam was Michael, he said that it's Havara Ba'alma, you're not miskaven to make a nitiya. And it's mukhak, why are you doing it? The first Ramzam was make it like, just, you want to bring it, you want to move from one place to another place. So, according to Chazon Ish, you have to wrap it up. According to Ramzam, he says, it's in the Miskavin of Arba Amma. He says, therefore, we'll be said to do it.